This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And today we have a special guest host. Laurel, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, it's my understanding you're some kind of bigwig immigration attorney, is that right?
I do immigration law, yes, that's okay. True.
And what I can say is that it's nice to have attorneys on here because they tend to know what they're talking about.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. And we have more than one person who has been to law school. I'm not sure. I don't think Melanie can call herself an attorney.
She did not pass the bar, and then there was some other thing that prevented her
from... did not take the bar. If you say you don't pass the bar, it sounds like you took it.
Right. There was some legal thing, and I don't remember what it was, that prevented her from being able to do something.
No, she just doesn't want to take it, basically.
She's also said that because she had, some kind of legal hoop or something.
In order to become attorney, not only do you have to pass the bar exam, you also have to pass a character and fitness review.
Uh-huh.
So there could be some issue with character and fitness.
Yeah, she had mentioned having, a couple of arrests, which might go into
that
character thing.
Yes.
Yeah, which is some legal hurdle to have to try to clear.
Not familiar. People can call in tomorrow, though, and ask. We're on 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 365 days a year to talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. But we do bring in show prep, and this evening I have brought in a little show prep, and it's fortuitous that we have an attorney on the program because this is from Mother Jones, and it's about some criminal justice reform bills piling up in California, and some of which have been signed at this point by Jerry Brown. This is from Mother Jones. It's probably about a week old. Fresh on the heels of abolishing its cash bail system, which I like. The cash bail system's pretty complicated. What do you think? Laurel, do you have any thoughts on that?
It depends on what the crime is. I understand that a lot of people who didn't have as many resources weren't being able to get out on bail. And I understand where that is coming from. But then part of the bail system is then it gives a financial incentive for somebody to go get the person if they don't show up for court. So there is a downside.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand that this makes it better for people who are lower income because they were not able to get out on bail, whereas wealthy people could. So there's pluses and minuses on either side.
I do like a good financial incentive. There's no doubt about that. I'm very fond of those. However, the idea that if jail's the punishment, then it shouldn't be the thing that you're given before the punishment, because then you're punished for the arrest or something like that.
There have been all kinds of studies that show that for jury trials specifically, if the defendant enters the courtroom wearing the prisoner orange or blue or whatever the color is, and they're handcuffed, juries are more likely to find them guilty, even if there's evidence showing that they did not commit the crime, just because, they're already being in jail. They must have done something wrong.
Right, and on the side of getting rid of the cash bail system, if the person really is a danger to the public, which would be one of the reasons for setting bail really high, if they're really a danger, don't let them out at all, if that's what you believe
Indeed.
Is going to happen. So why just make it so that a dangerous wealthy person can get out? So, yeah, there is that.
It's all very complicated. I think we've got to try some different things. We've tried all this, and it doesn't seem to be working terribly well. And one of the problems is that although we have these crucibles of democracy, these ideas that these states were going to try a bunch of different things, mostly they don't, especially in the area of criminal justice reform, because nobody cares about convicts.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly I try then. Anyway, going on here. California's going to soon usher in a series of new criminal justice reform, 8 bills dealing with everything from police accountability to juvenile detention are now on the desk of Governor Jerry Brown, and they'll become law if he doesn't veto them by Sunday. And my understanding, he hasn't vetoed any of these. So we'll just go on here. It's not clear which bills he may sign, but advocates of the criminal justice reform are hopeful about the proposals passed by California's Democrat-controlled legislature. It's noteworthy, and look, I don't like Democrats, I don't like Republicans, but for me, in the area of criminal justice reform, I feel like Democrats are trying a little harder. Republicans, there's no traction there within the right side of the spectrum to try new things. And I think that most people would agree. When I've heard numbers as high as 85% of adults coming out of prison are likely to reoffend and return to the prison system, that's pretty scary stuff. It's obviously something's not working.
Well, one of the things I thought for a long time is that our criminal justice system has turned into sort of an exile-in-place system, where even after you get out of prison, it becomes almost impossible to find employment because of your record. It becomes very difficult to find a place to live because of your record. So then people are more likely to turn back to crime because they can no longer live in society at all. And it has become this sort of alternative to prison sentences is to ruin the person's life forever. And while I do think that people who commit crimes should be punished, especially depending on what the crime is, some of them are pretty bad, you have to also think people need to be able to put their lives together and move on. So we need to get rid of this whole exile-in-place system that I think is contributing to recidivism.
Right, and I remember, and it's been a long time since I've heard anybody say this, but there's some kind of saying of, well, they've served their time, so they should be allowed to be a full member of society. But now with all of these things, as you mentioned, a lot of apartments now mm-hmm. have a question on the application. Do you have a criminal record? A lot of job applications now have questions. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
It used to say, have you been convicted of a felony in the last 7 years? Which, since I got out of prison after 8.5 years, the answer to that would have been no.
Right, but if you were to go apply for a job now, you would see that the vast majority of those applications are, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Right, and I can't.
So,
you know, I haven't been filled out a job application in 15 years.
Somebody that's, say, 16 years old, petty shoplifting, and gets charged as an adult, for the rest of their life, they're going to have to mark that box and then explain to their potential employer about that thing that happened 20 years ago.
I'm not entirely clear, so you're not an attorney and you're not giving legal advice here, whether one, if one is convicted, is sentenced as a youthful offender, whether they have to reveal, or if they're a juvenile, whether they have to reveal.
Well, he said charged as an adult.
Yeah. Okay.
16-year-old charged as an adult, which a lot of times, depending on you know what the crime was, is very likely.
And this is different from the trend in a lot of the other first-world countries, which is in places like the UK and Germany and Australia, minor offenses drop off of their record after 10 years. And in those countries, they're legally allowed to answer no to the question, have you ever been arrested, if it's a minor offense, like a misdemeanor. Whereas in the United States, it follows you around for the rest of your life, even if it's something small.
12 years sounds reasonable. It still sounds long, but honestly, if somebody hasn't, you know, if
some, 10 years.
Yeah, if it's been whatever period of, 10 years. If been whatever period of time, I mean, if somebody's been, was convicted of something heinous and when they were 17 years old, like I was, I mean, at what point does it not matter anymore? I mean, you're 65, you're filling out Social Security form, does it matter? I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's not worth taking a look at there.
Yeah, in immigration law, I mean, sometimes I deal with people who are inadmissible for criminal grounds for things that they did literally 30 years ago.
Right. Happens.
Yeah.
And how does the judge react to that when you're dealing with a situation like that?
Well, sometimes they're not even eligible to apply for a waiver. So if you have somebody who was convicted of cocaine possession from 30 years ago, they are permanently not allowed to enter the United States, even if they're married to a U.S. citizen. So it's really, really strict.
Yeah, I guess it is. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on this, anything else? We're going to be covering these criminal justice reforms that are going through here in California. Some of them, I think they're worth looking at, and I just want to discuss them one by one. I can tell you the next thing coming up here is what they call the barbaric felony murder rule, which is near and dear to me because that's basically what I ended up in prison for. You can, legally in the United States, go to prison. You're guilty of murder, even if you'd never kill anyone. even if you didn't know anyone was going to die. You just have to be in the general vicinity and, well, a couple of factors that have to be ticked off, but, you know, that's it. The number, 855-450-3733, or the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. We are talking about some criminal justice reforms that are going on in California. Now, that doesn't mean you've got to call in about that topic. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. But I want to tell you about CryptoTip.org. If you believe that cryptocurrencies are a good form of activism, I do, and you want more people to use them, probably a good way for them to use them is to get them in their hands. A great way to get money into people's hands is by giving them out as tips at restaurants. Now, I think you should give a tip, a cash tip, so that people pay attention when, so the servers pay attention when you give them a crypto tip too. If you've got a little bit of their time, you can explain it to them. But if you go to CryptoTip.org, you can create a business card-sized printable cryptocurrency tip. You can choose the amount and the number to print. You get email notifications when and if the tips are used. You can make notes on the tips when you, when and where you left it and that sort of thing on the admin page. Unredeemed tips expire and return to you. So you're not just, you know, destroying the money. You're going to get it back if they don't, for whatever reason, claim the tip. You can use Dash, Bitcoin Cash, BTC. It's CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Bad Slave?
Listen, I just want to say, you know, we're talking about felonies and how many of them. I just spent recently 13 months myself in prison in Berlin in New Hampshire. And I was there with a bunch of other guys.
The first thing that people ask when you say you've been in prison is, what for?
Well, I'll tell you, for not having the what they say is the appropriate documentation in my wallet.
So you went to prison for not having an ID?
Basically all. Correct.
Huh. Well,
I was also exercising my right to travel, which I still believe we have. They have a privilege to drive, which is, you know, all defined into craziness. But that's not what I intend to use. I was intending to use my right to travel, which has never been taken away and is one of the inalienable rights to use the public way in a private manner.
I sure wish they would have written that down in the Bill of Rights to be more clear.
Well,
that would have been very useful.
You know, it is there in the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. It was like never expected that anybody would be interfered with in such a way without there being due process. But in fact, that's actually occurred. So basically, we have that. We have a bunch of drug law of prohibition, where the state becomes the victim. And I'm sorry.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that the state becomes the victim, so the state's the one that brings the charges. That's correct. These are crimes without a victim.
I don't think that was actually what we signed up for
when we talked about.
Well, no, exactly, and we're not expecting that. In a republic, that stuff just goes away. That stuff
really
should not
you
even
think
exist.
That the word republic means that government just doesn't infringe on people's rights? Because I've got a lot of examples. The Republic of Cuba, the People's Republic of China, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Shut up, Daryl, I'm talking about the American Republic. I don't care about
right,
Cuba.
Right, so you want the word republic to mean something other than what it means.
Well,
got it.
My understanding of the American system was that we have the protection of rights that's established.
It was certainly in the Bill of Rights. I wish that that they were more clear on them. But honestly, the ones they're clear on, they still infringe on those too.
The Bill of Rights was never to, as it's written right in there, it was never meant to be all inclusive. So, so the fact is that we have a bunch of law out there that's basically unconstitutional.
Vast majority of it's unconstitutional.
And then it's up to courts authorized by the federal government to interpret whether or not the governments are violating
the rules
they've written for themselves.
Is that the Supreme Court is given the appellate jurisdiction to decide what's unconstitutional, but so the government decides what the Constitution says and what it doesn't say.
I've investigated myself and found that I did nothing wrong here.
Indeed. Ben Slave, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sean calling in from South Carolina. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, you talk about what they're doing there in California.
Sean, get right on your microphone there. I'm sorry.
Okay, can you hear me?
I got you now.
Okay, I lived in California for 30 years. Listening to any of those politicians out there talk about how they're going to reform the criminal justice system is an opportunity for everybody to take a pause and wonder what these guys are up to. These are the people that came up with the Bill of Rights for convicts. Okay, tell me, what's up with that?
Well, I think that convicts clearly have rights. I mean, we've established that through the legal system. Now, the question is what they are. I don't know. I've never read California's Bill of Rights for convicts. I've never even heard of it until now. I would presume
never
that,
heard of that. Yeah,
I'm not saying it wrong.
I know. I mean, to me, I've always been shocked because I think it was I don't know if it was Gray Davis or whether – no, it was Jerry Brown. I think it was that really helped push that along. But in either case, you kind of take the focus off the citizens and you put it towards helping out convicts. Obviously, they shouldn't be treated, poorly. No one's saying that. But the idea that you're going to create a Bill of Rights above and beyond their normal rights,
how is the convict Bill of Rights, how does it give them more rights than regular citizens?
I don't know.
Why are you presuming that it does?
Because you're obviously you're talking about a section of rights that are given to convicts.
But that's what a lot of the Bill of Rights is. The Founding Fathers wanted to be sure that the people who were most hated by society have rights, because if we protect the most hated, we know that everybody else is going to be protected.
Right, but you're not going to have a Bill of Rights if you convict's Bill of Rights.
I'm going to look up this prisoner's Bill of Rights. I'm curious about it. Thank you for the call.
I've been trying to find it and can't find anything.
You got people, you've got these politicians in California all of a sudden wanting to do something.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Multiple investigations are underway into the worst transportation crash in the U.S. since 2009, after 20 people were killed in a limousine crash in upstate New York. First responders raced to the desperate scene on Saturday. The catastrophic wreck killed 18 people inside the limo.
Bree Finnegan lives nearby.
First responders broke some windows to try to get people out.
It happened about 30 miles west of Albany in Schoharie, New York. State police say the limo was driving on Route 30 when it ran a stop sign and plowed into the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store. The limo hit a parked car and struck and killed two people that were standing outside. So far, no one can tell if a mechanical failure caused the crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Tell you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We are going to be there. That's Ian and I. Not you, Daryl. You're going to have to hold down the fort. Somebody has to.
Yeah.
That's the fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference, and it's October the 27th and 28th in Austin. By the way, I'm taking a big trip with my family on a train, so I will meet Ian there. Yep. Daryl, you're going to be taking me to the station. But there will be updates about my trip on the podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com if you don't have the podcast or whatever. You can go there and hear the different ways, or get the different ways to get the podcast. But it should be a great event. I'm looking forward to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's they'll have speakers including Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now. Get your tickets. Free Talk Live will be there again, and we'd love to see you. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Now, before we get to the calls, and we do have a couple of them waiting on, I want to tell you, I looked up this California prisoners' rights thing, and I mean, they're pretty flimsy as far as rights goes. It's not like this is the right to, you know, have a prostitute brought in to you every other week on Thursday. I probably shouldn't even mention that as I'm going to read what the rights are, but that is not one of them. All right, so the right to purchase, receive, and read any and all newspapers, periodicals, and books accepted for distribution in the United States Post Office. Obviously, they can't have, and then they go on, you can't have anything to do with inciting riots and arson and murder and things like that. Can't be obscene and a variety of anything like that. So
And, of course, they can't define obscene. The warden just knows it when he sees it.
Indeed. That's up to the courts, but that's basically the first thing. The second thing is to initiate civil actions, subject to a $3 filing fee to be collected by the Department of Corrections in addition to, so they can file a court case.
Yep.
They can get married. They can create a power of appointment. I mean, anybody in a hospital can do that. They can make a will. They can receive all benefits provided to whatever the labor code. So they're covered in the labor code to some extent. They can convey real property from one person to another. They can have written and artistic material. They can correspond confidentially with their attorney or correspond with other people. I mean, these aren't like all inmates in the United States have rights. The rights that are afforded to Californian inmates don't seem to be particularly amazing, speaking as a person who was in prison.
Right. And, you know, it's important that they mention the right to confidentially correspond specifically with an attorney.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in some cases, and I think the place that I worked as a corrections officer 18 years ago, they had somebody that monitored all telephone calls. And the visitation rooms were monitored. So, you know, ain't nothing confidential happening there, but if there was interaction with an attorney, I don't remember if they had
a special room for that.
Yeah, I don't remember if they did. Again, it's been 18 years, and that wasn't the area that I worked in. But, you know, it is important to be able to confidentially talk to your attorney. That way somebody's not then going, telling the prosecutor, oh, yeah, this is what this guy was talking to his attorney about.
Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you're talking about the, if I may digress from what I originally called about, talking about the life after prison. I know a couple of people who are sex offenders. They might as well have just kept them in prison.
Yeah, it's really rough on sex offenders specifically. And one, like, this is the saying that it's one of these truisms, you know. I say, you can't take bad people, put them in a bad place with other bad people, treat them badly for a period of time, and then expect them to get out and act good. I happen to be one of these, you know, I'm the poster child for the correctional system out there. I'm, you know, I turned around and all that stuff. But a lot of these people, they're bitter and, you know, these kinds of things. And more punishment isn't what's going to make their lives, isn't what's going to turn them around.
And in regard to the sex offenders, some of the stuff that I've read is that that's part of the increase in the homeless population.
Yeah.
Is that sex offenders, they can't get work, they can't live anyplace, and the downside of them being homeless, because I know some of the listeners may be saying, well, they're sex offenders, you know, who cares if they're homeless, who cares about them?
Right, sure.
Well, the thing about them being homeless is then they can't be tracked. Then it's very difficult to know where they are. Then they do, you know, even though these rules about where they can live is designed so that they don't go near schools or places where vulnerable people are. If they're homeless, you can't stop them from going there. You don't know if they're there. So basically, in the end, it didn't do any good.
Plus, they end up collecting in certain housing areas. So it has the sort of the opposite effect. The worst, there's something worse than a sex offender, and that's a large group of sex offenders together. Do you really want these people getting together and making plans? I mean, if that's what you think they do, is getting in vans and trolling for kids, imagine if there's two or three of them and they can work together.
And I don't have all the magic answers for what to do with sex offenders. It's a very difficult problem. Well, but just making it so that they can't live any place isn't working. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The biggest challenge that they have is that they keep expanding the definition of what constitutes a sex offender. And if you go to Wikipedia and you look up sexual assault, I suddenly realize I'm a sexual assaulter and I'm scared to death. Okay, the reason I called, though, has to do with the oil industry. And did you hear that the EPA has removed the permissible limit of zero from radioactive materials?
No.
And this is going to be a boon for us. It's a minor boon. Yes.
Okay,
here's
explain
why. Because all the steel that is in the ground absorbs the background radiation from the earth.
Okay.
Under the previous administration, it was considered too radioactive to recycle, even though it's no more radioactive than the thorium wedge in my tungsten electrode.
I'm not sure what your tungsten electrode is, but I can tell you that a stone building has more radioactivity than a wooden one. I know that my wife gives off radioactivity, and I sleep right next to her every single night.
Bananas?
Yeah. Food has radioactivity, and it wasn't necessarily irradiated in stores. The fact is that living things irradiate.
And so does the Earth.
Yeah.
And so now we will be able to recover and recycle the steel that isn't cemented in place from oil wells that are no longer producing, thereby decreasing the cost of oil wells, which should help decrease the cost of the fuel that they produce.
Sounds like a good thing for everybody. Thanks for the call, Matthew.
You're welcome.
855-450-3733. Chris calling in from New Hampshire.
Hey, guys. It's that Chris, by the way.
I'll
save you the trouble since Ian's not there. I'm the evil racist Chris in New Hampshire. He's cool. I heard that you guys had a co-host, a new co-host coming in today who's not an open borders lunatic, so I thought it would be great to call in today.
And how did
I talked to Ian earlier today.
So
he told me that you're an immigration attorney and not a complete lunatic. So I said, all right, there's a reasonable person on Free Talk Live. Let's talk about trade. And so I used to think that all tariffs were bad. And I used to be like a orthodox free trader, unilateral free trader. And Trump completely convinced me that it made me look into trade policy and realize that, like, okay, if one country is doing tariffs and another isn't, this is creating sort of an incentive for resources to flow in one direction and not the other, and creating all manner of havoc on the economy. And I've been watching what Trump has been doing with trade, and I'm shocked to find out that I profoundly agree with it. And I figured I'd bring that up because it would create hell on Free Talk Live.
There's also the issue of if one country is having some environmental regulations and then labor regulations that increase the price of the final product, and then another country doesn't have those, then the other country without those regulations has an unfair advantage, and that would be an argument for putting a tariff on those items.
Some countries incentivize by funding certain industries with the hopes of undercutting other countries. Mm-hmm. The number's 855-450-3733. That's 855.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
This is Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about, well, we were talking about criminal justice reform in California. We'll get back to that here in a minute. But Chris from New Hampshire called in, wanted to talk about tariffs. And I, you know, he feels like he's got a Confederate here in Laurel, and absolutely, I don't think that he had. I don't think I disagree with him that much, but I'm interested in what he has to say. But first, I want to thank Daryl. Can you thank? I don't have my reading glasses on. Can you thank the amplifier there?
Ademo. He is a platinum amplifier.
Awesome. Daniel Freeman, former Free Talk Live host here.
He did not give his last name, sir. It could be a different Ademo.
Yeah, well, Freeman's probably not his last name. The number, 855-450-3733.
Aren't you going to tell them how they, too, can be an amplifier and then get their name set out on
the
list?
Why don't you do that?
Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and the AMP program, AMP, of course, being an acronym for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and your $5 or more per month. Ademo, again, a platinum means that he's giving at least 25, and we thank everybody who is in the AMP program. But your $5 combined with other people's $5 or more dollars per month helps us advertise, market, and promote the show to program directors who are the people at radio stations that make decisions, by and large, on what shows to carry. We're currently on 190 radio stations, broadcast stations, coast to coast. We could be on even more. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to Chris calling from New Hampshire. So, Chris, tariffs, what do you like about them?
Well, I like that they make products more expensive and that they violate free market principles and the non-aggression principles. Really what I like about them more than anything.
I certainly don't like high prices. You're not going to get me on board with that.
Yeah. No, what I was really getting at, and Laurel sort of brought up, right, you have all these different economic incentives going on in different places. And if you don't put some controls on trade as a result, like really, really bad incentives get created that can bankrupt a country, you know? And I mean, that's been what's happening to the United States. You know, NAFTA like cleaned us out in terms of manufacturing. And
I think you're seeing
manufacturing now. More than it's ever manufactured before. I mean, we're exporting more for manufacture than we've ever exported before.
Well, I'm not into I don't know exactly what numbers you're looking at, but I know that we lost a lot of manufacturing with NASA.
Jobs. You lost a lot of manufacturing.
Something that I've
jobs.
Heard a whole lot. Maybe I stand corrected, but I don't have the data in front of me. That's a total.
Yeah, we've got robots to manufacture things in the United States. It's because the labor laws in the U.S. make it difficult to manufacture stuff. So, unionized labor is difficult to deal with, and it's just significantly cheaper to have a robot do the job.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that's happening is a lot of the manufacturing jobs that went to China are now coming back to the United States because of automation. So there are being more jobs created in the U.S., but it's not going to be those lower-level unskilled labor jobs. It's people who know how to manage the robots. And there's not going to be as many as there were before, but we are seeing them return.
But the unemployment's as low as it's ever been. I mean, there's an opportunity to work. There's an opportunity to work unskilled. Mm-hmm. You could still complain about your job. You don't have to have a manufacturing job and get with other people to complain about your job. Mm-hmm. You can get a job waiting tables and complain about that. Everybody loves a good surly waiter. So, nothing lost there.
Well, the idea being, in any case, it's like, it's not just a simple matter of, people have this nasty tendency to reduce these things to, you're imposing tariffs, therefore you're not for free trade or you're not for
free
market.
Sure, let me take a couple of pokes at it, if I may. Yeah, all right. So I have a trade deficit with Walmart, Target, Home Depot, a whole variety of places. I've got trade deficits all over the place. The people that buy my products are, in my case, that's radio ads, buy my products and services are generally not the people with whom I have a trade deficit. They have a trade deficit with me. It's a network, a web of buying and selling, and you don't necessarily have to have a fair agreement in order for everybody to benefit. When somebody buys something, they don't buy it because they consider the price to be fair. They buy it because they consider the price to be acceptable, to be cheap. I'd rather have this $10 than I would a Twinkie. However, I might rather have a Twinkie than a dime. So it comes down to pricing, and when you let the free market work, it'll be fine. So run up against that, Cantwell.
Well, that's a fine theory, except that you're not dealing with a free market. A good example is Mexico is putting a 15% import tariff on basically everything that came out of the United States. And then we're allowing Mexico to and there's no tariff on Mexican imports, right? And so you've got a one-way conveyor belt of resources out of the country, and then on the other end of that, you're subsidizing an invasion of immigration. So you've got a one-way conveyor belt of resources out of the country, a one-way conveyor belt of...
But they're not buying those things. If they cost 15% more in Mexico, then the resources aren't leaving the United States. It's the resources leaving Mexico because they're cheap here.
I'm talking about the money, actually. So,
there's no
trade reciprocity being created there. Okay, and so you having a trade deficit with your supermarket.
Mexico doesn't have a whole bunch of money there. Even if it was subsidized in whatever way, the Mexican market isn't going to spend that much more because they just don't have that much.
Well, the truth of the matter is every time Donald Trump talks about we're going to get a trade deal, and he says if not even better, right? The truth of the matter is. In the United States, we do not need to deal with the rest of the world if we don't want to, right? Which is why Trump has so much negotiating power under his belt. He comes in I'm a great negotiator, and I'm sure he is. But you don't have to be when you're the United States. Everybody wants to sell stuff to us, and honestly, we don't need everybody else, right? And so,
when they come in, they lower the prices.
Of trade isolationism.
Well, when they come in, when Mexican products come into the United States, because the manufacturing cost is lower, it lowers the price, it drives down the price of American goods and services, which is good for Americans who aren't making those things. I'm not manufacturing anything, so I therefore get the benefit of paying less for any particular product.
Right, unless your economy has been destroyed by the trade policy, in which case you are going to suffer in some other fashion, right? And so,
which way is that? Paint me the picture of my upcoming doom.
Well, trade deficits matter when you're talking about sovereign entities, and I forget exactly the mechanics behind this. Peter Schiff has explained this, that trade deficits drive up the national debt, okay? And so, like, when we're living on a trade deficit, we're living on an artificially high standard of living, which the United States has sort of had this habit of doing through monetary policy, borrowing, and everything else, right? That's one of the ways that we have been doing that, and eventually it has to get fixed, right? And so, you know, it has not come home to roost just yet, but, you know, you eventually run out of the ability to do that.
Well, Americans are spending more than they make again. They did that in 2005, and then 2006 had a really unpleasant surprise for them. Americans are spending more than they make again, and if you want to put in place safeguards for people to act appropriately, you know, I suppose you can do that. You could nanny state the world if you want. You can put you can round the hard edges and soften things up. I, however, have learned the lesson of spending frivolously and would prefer to just enjoy the low prices.
Well, I think it's good when there's a competition with the American products that makes the American products become less expensive. I think when it starts to become a problem is when the foreign products make it so that it's no longer financially reasonable for us to produce that product at all, and then we start to become dependent on the foreign
There's market. No toasters you can buy in the United States. As I've read some articles someplace, you just can't buy an American-manufactured toaster. There are no more
toasters.
Well,
this is what happens. And with toasters, it's not the end of the world, right? But you look at something like steel, like a nation needs a steel industry, right? It's important for national security. It's important for a lot of different reasons, right? And so China will go and subsidize this steel. They dump steel over here to prevent us from having a steel industry, right? And then once they get to the point where they've got the control over the marketplace, then they can do whatever they want with the prices, you know? And so
yeah, I find
these
that,
types of things,
that
you know,
to be the most
you know,
disturbing
we don't
part.
Need to have, we don't need to be manufacturing brightly colored plastic garbage like a lot of the crap that gets imported from China, right? But, you know, there are things that we do require as a society, and if we can't produce them by ourselves, then we're reliant upon foreign entities and tariffs in one way to preserve those industries.
And one of the examples would be the transformers, the electrical transformers for the electrical grid. We no longer produce those in the United States at all. They have to be imported from Germany and I forget whether it's Japan or Korea. So in the event that we need a transformer, we can't make it here at all.
You got to watch out for these Germans. You never know.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Thanks.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use our Discord chat. So all you got to do is go to discord.freetalklive.com. There's an app there. If you download that to your phone, you can call in and you'll sound a lot better. discord.freetalklive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.